Chapter 5. The Disappearance. The opera was full that night. Christine looked ill when she came on stage, but she sang better than ever before. In the center of the theater, a man stood up to cheer. It was Raoul. The stage was suddenly plunged into darkness. When the lights came back on moments later, Christine Daae was no longer there. Raoul, still standing, cried out. Count Philippe sprang to his feet in his box. Raoul hurriedly left his seat, and the Count disappeared from his box. At last, the curtain rose slowly and the conductor made an announcement in a sad and serious voice. "Ladies and gentlemen, our sister, artist Christine Daae, has disappeared before our eyes." Behind the curtain there was chaos. Three men stood talking in low voices. They were Gabriel, the chorus master, Mercier, the acting manager, and Remy, the secretary. They were discussing another curious occurrence, the strange behavior of the managers. "I can't get any sense out of them," said Remy. "Just now I knocked and knocked. When Moncharmin finally opened the door, he shouted for a safety pin. A boy brought him one and he shut the door again." Gabriel whispered, "It's another trick of OG's." "I'll go try again," said Mercier. "Be careful what you're doing, Mercier. This OG is a tricky character," said Gabriel seriously. But Mercier shook his head. "No, I'm going. We should have told the police long ago." And he went. "Tell the police what, Gabriel?" asked Remy. Gabriel pretended not to understand. "What's wrong with our managers here? Why won't they see anyone?" asked Remy angrily. "Were they behaving strangely? I didn't hear about it," said Gabriel, pretending not to know. "And I saw them walk backward." "Backward? How funny," replied Gabriel. "Don't laugh, Gabriel. They walked backward all the way up the stairs. And when I went up to Mr. Richard during the interval, Mr. Moncharmin shouted at me not to touch Mr. Richard," said Remy. "Perhaps they were practicing a step in the ballet," suggested Gabriel weakly. "I know you and Mercier are involved in this," said Remy angrily. "And why did you and Mercier lock Mrs. Giry away?"
"What are you talking about?" said Gabriel.
"You locked her up in the office, and anyone passing the office can hear her shouting." At this point, Mercier arrived, all out of breath.
"It's worse than ever," he said. "I told Moncharmin that Christine had disappeared, and he simply said, 'And a good job, too.' And he shut the door after putting this in my hand."
Mercier opened his hand, and Remy and Gabriel looked.
"A safety pin!" cried Remy.
Suddenly, a voice made the three men turn around. It was Viscount Raoul de Chagny. Raoul's first thought after Christine Daae's disappearance was to blame Eric. Raoul rushed onto the stage, and he seemed to hear the girl's screams through the floor of the stage. If only he could find a way down. Eric must have discovered their secret. If only Christine had agreed to leave yesterday. He remembered the key Christine had shown him. Where was the passage? How could he get to the house on the lake? He ran outside, but he had no idea what to look for, so he ran back inside. At the same moment, Police Inspector Millefois arrived.
"Ah, Viscount de Chagny, delighted to meet you, sir," said Millefois. "Would you mind coming with me? And now, where are the managers?"
Remy, the secretary, informed Millefois that the managers were locked up in their office, and he showed the inspector the way. Mercier slipped a key into Gabriel's hand.
"You had better let Giry out," he whispered.
Mercier knocked on the office door until at last it opened. The crowd pushed in. As Raoul was about to follow the others, he felt a hand on his shoulder. A man whispered these words in his ear.
Eric's secrets concern no one but himself. He turned around to see a Persian man. He was holding his finger against his lips in a gesture of silence. Then the Persian disappeared.